Hi, I'm Amanda Newby.
I'm Isabella Rhodes.
And you're listening to the third installment of Debates That Don't Matter, a podcast where we debate things that don't really matter. Yeah. The last one was technically our third upload, but the 2.5th installment.
Yeah.
I'm a math person, as you can tell. But thankfully we're not debating about math today. So, our first question is, are clowns creepy? Now, I'm going to say no, they're not. And you're going for yes, they are.
I'm going for yes, they are.
Do you want to start?
No.
Okay. So, clowns. What do you think of when you think of a clown? You think of children's birthday parties. Guess who gets scared easily? Children. Why would adults let scary things be at children's birthday parties? Unless they weren't scary. Clowns aren't creepy. They're not scary. They're joyful. They're colorful. They make silly jokes sometimes that sometimes don't land, but hey, don't we all? What do you have to say,
though? Well, I would like to say that from the past year, 2016, I think that really proves that clowns are creepy, because there are multiple instances where clowns are running at people with knives, and clowns are walking up to people's cars, and clowns are intentionally scaring people, not just kids, like 30-year-old men.
Okay, but like, those aren't real clowns.
No, you know what I mean? No. What makes you a clown?
The thing that makes you a clown is children's joy. You want to bring joy to the world, especially to children. You're not a real clown just because you dress up and paint your face.
Wait a minute, but I would like to digest, because like... I said it wrong.
You sure did.
But... that kind of makes anyone a clown. That takes away the significance of a clown.
I'm not a clown because I don't care about kids.
But I've made kids happy. I'm not a clown. I don't dress up and put red buttons on my nose.
I mean, are we going to debate whether or not you're a clown?
I'm saying people in general, that makes a large bit of our population clowns. And
that's
that's disrespect. You yourself said... What do clowns do? They make kids happy. A lot of people make kids happy.
That's debatable. just because you have a kid doesn't make kids happy.
I didn't say just if you have a kid, Beckley makes me happy. Are you calling Beckley a clown?
You know? That's neither here nor there.
No, clowns are creepy. Also,
they're not creepy.
American Horror Story. Clown. Boom. Creepy.
You
Zombie
know what
land.
Else is creepy in that show? Everything. That's
okay.
The point of the
Nine.
Show.
Zombieland. Clown. Creepy. The book It. Clown. Creepy.
Not the movie. Not the Tim Curry. How could you ever be creeped out by him? He's my father.
So clowns are scary. And a lot of people... Just the fact that people alone are afraid of clowns makes clowns creepy.
People are afraid of oatmeal. That doesn't make oatmeal creepy.
It does to that person. It's their truth.
To one person, in general.
It's their truth.
Live your truth. We're going to move on. So, the topic of writing in pen, I'm going to say it's great. You're going to say it's not.
Okay, I will start with this. Okay. I would like to say it's great because it's someone who's bad at math, and I feel like the audience, our viewers and our fans, can agree that math is a little hard sometimes, and you need your erase. You need a nice erasure. And so, pencil, not pen. Unless the pen conveniently has an eraser on it, but then it's, like, kind of a pencil.
Okay, but, you know, in this new Donald Trump America, I really want to look for people who are confident and know what they're doing. And guess what? People who write in pen know what they're doing.
Wait.
If you do math in pen, you're unstoppable. I've never met a person who does math in pen, because guess what? I don't know strong people.
Have you seen... A meme. It's a meme.
No.
Of Obama and Biden. And Biden's laughing. And Obama's like, why'd you take all the pens? And Biden's like, because Trump already has his own pens.
Are you debating right now? Or are you just telling me a joke?
It's just an ad lib. I just wanted to put that in there.
Great.
But anyways... But see, we're not all that confident. We're not all that good.
That's
what? Even super confident people mess up sometimes.
Yeah, but if you do it in pen, that mess up is like... That means something. If you mess up in pencil, you can erase it. No one ever has to know it was there. What's the point of that?
That's the beauty of life.
No, if we just forget our mistakes and forget our past, then how are we ever going to learn and be
better? Well, no, because you're not forgetting... your mistakes. You're realizing it's wrong, and then you're doing something about it.
No, I'll tell you. I will look back on papers I did, like, 5 months ago, and, like, it's in pencil. And I don't remember where I messed up. I don't remember where I erased. Well, then I don't remember my mistakes.
You're not writing in the moment. You gotta write in the moment.
What do you mean?
You gotta pen do math people, in the moment.
Pen is for people who are going to live past tomorrow. And pencil is not. That's what I'm hearing.
Right? Yes.
Okay.
So it's really, it's a personal thing.
So you want people to die right now,
no,
right?
I want pencils. People to live in the moment and recognize your mistakes and don't wait 30 years and be like, I have to use whiteout now. Just live in the moment and erase.
Maybe you shouldn't mess up in the first place.
That's just rude. Are you an elitist?
You know, I think I'm just of a higher caliber than some people.
Okay.
Okay, so our last one. Using emojis in email. I'm going to say that's no-kay, and you're going with that's okay.
That's okay.
Do you want to start?
No.
Okay. So, emojis and emails. If you're emailing someone instead of, say, texting them or Snapchatting them. Snapchat, texting, that's casual. That's fun. Use as many emojis as you want. A little frowny face, a little smiley, little heart emoji. That's cute. We can all get behind that. A little Santa Claus.
I agree.
But who are the types of people you email? You email teachers. You email colleagues. You email people who you have a professional relationship with. I'm not gonna email my teacher my commercial analysis and then put, like, a smiley face emoji.
Shout out
her. Because that's ridiculous.
Oh, wait a minute. I would like to say, since you brought this up, I would like to say that I have sat behind certain teachers as they opened up their emails, and it was an email from a teacher to a teacher, and there was a smiley face there. And you know what? Why they did that? Because they're trying to brighten your day. They're trying to show that they care for you, that they want you to be happy. They're sending you happiness through an emojicon, and that's amazing. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing.
But that's a whole different scenario. That's two teachers. They are peers. And it's just like like old people,
so
they email
each
other.
I can't send my teacher love and respect. Like, no, let's say,
if you have your teacher's phone number, text them that. If you Snapchat your teacher, yeah. But if you're emailing them about business, do not put
emojis. Let's say my teacher gave me a B+ on my lyric analysis.
Oh,
shout out her.
No, stop.
And I emailed her saying, I'm really glad that you like this. I'm really glad that you didn't go too hard on me. And at the very end of it, there's a little heart. Just a simple red heart.
Red hearts are so aggressive. Here's the thing about emojis. They are aggressively emotional. Like, I think if you're a good enough writer, people can tell your tone and can tell your message and can tell if you're appreciative or happy.
Thanks.
Or anything like that.
I'm good. Just got the high sign. Well, you know, that's why it's up to our fans.
That's why we're going to end this week's podcast.
Yes.
We want to thank you for listening to these debates that don't really matter.
Yeah, but of course they always matter. Otherwise, we wouldn't be debating them. So.